You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It's that time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. How are we today, Bill?
Very well indeed. Thank you, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well, all things considered. A week is a long time in politics, somebody said, but what's caught your eye over the past 7 days?
Well, a bit of politics, I guess, is difficult to ignore. I've been intrigued by all of the shenanigans going on over on the other side of the pond concerning the US election. It seems a rather shambles, frankly, to me at the moment. I mean, you've got a president who throws insults at the other side and a man on the other side who, when he refers to the sitting president, calls him George. It's very strange. A week from today, the results will be known. More than 70 million of the US population have already cast their votes. Whether the end of the voting will see the end of the problems is yet to be decided. I think the other thing that really, we've been mentioning this pretty much at the introduction to our brief chats every week, the resumption of the Brexit trade talks has been impressive, with the EU finally confirming that it would compromise with the UK, giving the latter a sovereign nation recognition, if you like. And that represents a fairly significant pirouette in the sentiment and the markets, with the UK sterling strengthening on the back of that news. But don't be deluded. There are still, of course, lots of issues to be resolved. But both sides now clearly indicating that both sides want a deal. And as a result, most of the economists that I've been reading about are suggesting that there is only about a 30% chance of a no-deal outcome. So that's a big improvement on the position we were in a couple of weeks ago. And as I said, ultimately, I'm pretty confident there'll be a deal of some form or another.
Fingers crossed on that, then, Bill.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hope so.
Well, let's look at qualified recognised overseas pension schemes today, since many retired British expatriates consider them as an option for their UK pension funds. So to start with, Bill, can you summarise what QROPs are?
Yes, Howard. I mean, obviously, one of the many UK pension options for British expatriates at the moment is to transfer your pension fund or your accumulation of various pension funds into what is described as a qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme, or QROPs. And despite that being often seen as a panacea for expatriate retirees, QROPs are by no means at all a one-size-fits-all solution. QROPs is a label, if you like, for an overseas pension scheme, a foreign pension scheme, that meets HMRC, the UK Tax Authority's rules, in order for that overseas scheme to receive transfers from a UK registered pension fund or funds. The idea of this was introduced in 2006, largely to do with pressure from the European Union on the freedom of movement of capital. And this arrangement does allow British expatriates to simplify their affairs by taking their pension with them when they expatriate outside of the UK and into the European Union. Overseas schemes only get to make the approved HMRC UK Tax Authority list if they meet similar conditions to UK pensions, such as well, not being generally accessible, for example, before age 55. So for many people, these are a panacea, but you do need specialist advice before taking steps to deal with cure-ups. And cure-ups has been one of those issues, Howard, which has been heavily targeted by scamsters. The UK Financial Conduct Authority has warned individuals about the volume of scams going on regarding the transfer of pension funds into overseas pension schemes. Please don't be deluded if you're listening to this. Investigate who you're dealing with, interrogate them closely, check out their regulated status. And if you're in any doubt, Blevins Franks have been dealing with British expatriates for over 40 years and are regulated in the conduct of investment business. And in particular, they have qualified pensions expertise. And if you want a second opinion, go talk to Blevins Franks. They'll give you an objective assessment of whether or not a cure-ups is a suitable device for your pensions.
Well, can cure-ups provide more flexibility than some UK pension schemes?
Yeah, undoubtedly. I mean, whilst UK pensions are thought of and can be quite restrictive, many of the cure-ups arrangements will allow you to take as much cash or as much income as you wish without the general UK restrictions. You could, for example, in a cure-ups, draw a higher income in early retirement when you are most active and reduce that income in later years. It has that flexibility. Or you could take a lump sum and you could preserve the rest for a rainy day and pass it on to your eventual heirs. That freedom has to be carefully managed because it can bring with it the potential to exhaust your pension funds. Unlike a UK annuity or a final salary pension, which provide a guaranteed income for life, your management of the pension fund and how you withdraw your cash or your pension from the cure-ups has to be managed such that it will last you for the remainder of your life, if that is your intention. Very often, it's possible to access the whole of the cash and to reinvest the proceeds in something which is more tax efficient in the jurisdiction in which you now live, as opposed to the rules which applied previously in the UK.
What about currency flexibility?
Yeah, that is a very significant advantage, especially with Brexit now completed and the transition period ending at the 31st of December. For those individuals who have UK pensions and who receive their pensions in UK sterling, there exists a very significant, in my opinion, currency exchange rate risk going forward, because your pension being paid in one currency and your spending being in a different currency means that there is a risk that if there is a variation in the exchange rate, you could come out of this a loser. UK pensions can only normally pay out in sterling. Most cure-ups, and certainly those that Blevins Franks recommend, allow individuals to invest their funds and make withdrawals in more than one currency, so that you can have a multi-currency a portfolio of currencies. It's a massive advantage for British expatriates who live within the European Union, because it removes the currency conversion costs by holding the currency of the euro within your cure-ups pension fund, and it reduces dependence upon sterling euro exchange rates.
Can cure-ups help with estate planning?
Well, most UK pensions, and not many people realise this, I don't think, most UK pensions are only payable to your spouse on death. Cure-ups offers you the option to include other beneficiaries. So rather than dying with you or your spouse when the fund disappears into the coffers of the insurance company paying out your benefits, your pension wealth can be passed on to any named beneficiary right across the jurisdictions, going right down to grandchildren and to further relationships. And indeed, cure-ups also provides a degree of protection from UK inheritance tax when passing pension assets to non-UK resident beneficiaries. They may still be subject to local succession taxes, but there is an opportunity with cure-ups to reduce or eliminate UK inheritance tax on pensions passing over to your family.
Well, Bill, let's look at taxation now. Are there any tax changes when transferring out of a UK pension into a cure-ups?
Well, there's a window of opportunity here that is closing rapidly. The shutters are coming down, because currently EU residents can transfer their UK pension or pensions into an EU or an EEA-based cure-ups tax-free. And that, again, is because The UK are still members of the European Union until at least the 31st of December. And because of that, you're entitled to the freedom of capital movement of your pension fund into a CURE-op, so long as it is registered within the EU or the EEA. Now, transferring outside of the European Union bloc actually triggers a 25% UK overseas transfer charge. So if you move your pension fund to a CURE-op, let's say domiciled in Singapore, for example, your pension fund would suffer a 25% overseas transfer charge. Doesn't seem very sensible, but you need to look at the end result. So the great concern at the moment from a taxation point of view is that with Brexit and the transition period now coming to an end, is whether or not the UK revenue will introduce an overseas transfer charge on transfers going into European Union domiciled CURE-ops. Now, is that likely? I think it is likely because there is a need to recover the funding that has taken place during the pandemic. And I know that the Chancellor Rishi Sunak is looking at all sorts of opportunities to recover the huge expenditure that's been made. And it may be that if you're leaving the UK and transferring your pension to a position outside the UK within the EU, he may see that as an opportunity of charging a 25% tax charge and recovering some of those funds. But you see, once you're in that CURE-ops, you are permanently sheltered from UK taxes on income and gains, and you're no longer limited on the size of your pension fund and what you might do with it to the same extent you would have been limited within the UK.
Do CURE-op provide any tax advantages?
Well, once you're in the CURE-ops, your funds are completely sheltered from UK taxation on your income and your gains. And indeed, whereas in the regime of UK taxes, there is a ceiling of value attaching to your pension fund before you reach what's known as the lifetime pension allowance. And the fact is that once you get to that allowance, everything over it becomes taxable. But once you've moved your fund out of the UK scheme and outside of the UK regulations and restrictions, and you're in a EU-based CURE-ops, there is no cap, no limit to what your pension fund may be worth. So you can either maintain the CURE-ops and watch your fund grow, and if it exceeds what is the lifetime allowance, there will be no tax charges. But essentially, in most cases, certainly there are opportunities within Spain for advantageous tax planning, often better than a CURE-ops, into vehicles and structures which allow you to transfer your CURE-ops fund into something which is even less restricted and offers even greater investment and currency alternatives. It's a question, really. There isn't, as I said at the beginning, a one-size-fits-all. You do need to sit down and talk to someone who has a wide knowledge of how your pension fund should be dealt with. It's a lifetime of savings. There is an absolute imperative here to take care over who you discuss this with, so that you are sure you're getting sound, objective, independent advice. But once your position has been determined by someone like one of the pension specialists at Blevins Franks, they will help you understand whether the CURE-ops itself is the best alternative or whether taking the cash from the CURE-ops and putting it into an alternative is a better deal for you.
What happens if you've transferred your pension into a CURE-ops and then returned to the UK?
Yeah, it's interesting because there is a movement in some areas of a return to the UK by individuals who, for whatever reason, death in the family, economic circumstances change. Funds that are within a CURE-ops aren't governed any longer by UK pensions legislation. So they're generally protected from the future changes that happen within the UK rules. But you could still be subject to UK legislation and taxation if you move outside of the European Union within 5 tax years of the date from which you made the transfer into a CURE-ops. Now, that technically, this would also apply if you permanently return to the UK within 5 tax years from the date of your transfer. So as the UK is going to be a non-EU territory from 2021, it is likely, I think, that the rules will be changed to avoid penalising those whose pension will instead be liable for UK income tax on becoming a UK resident again. So there is a tax risk, but it much depends on what your future plans are. And indeed, I expect, as I say, that there will be an opportunity for the rules to be changed to avoid penalising anyone with a pension who, once they return to the UK, will simply become liable for UK tax on becoming a UK tax resident again.
Yeah. So how important is it to take professional regulated advice when considering a quad ops, or indeed before making any pension decisions?
It's a good question, Howard, because in all truth, I don't think there is anything more important, generally speaking, to looking after the value of a pot of money that you've accumulated through a lifetime of hard work and, in many cases, some sacrifices. And there isn't an area, I don't think, in terms of wealth management that is more complex than dealing with overseas pension transfers. As I've said already, they've become a key target for pension scams. So don't underestimate the value of obtaining properly regulated advice. In the business of Blevins Franks, who are regulated in the conduct of their business by the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, and their services are then passported into the European Union for the benefit of our clients, it is essential that when you're making a pensions transfer that you receive dedicated, specific advice to your particular pension fund and your personal circumstances before any transfer can be made. In some cases, it's compulsory for qualified by exam and by regulation, it's a qualified specialist to provide advice before the pensions company can actually release the pension into a cure-up. It's that serious. It's important to explore the whole range of alternatives to establish for yourself the most suitable pension solution. Everyone's circumstances are different. But if you are thinking about making a transfer, you need to act soon before the rules potentially change after Brexit. Now, however you go about it, you are going to need, I'm afraid, this is not a DIY function, you're going to need specialist advice to find a suitable product and then to navigate the cross-border tax issues and ultimately secure your long-term financial security over your pension fund in what is an ever-changing landscape. I strongly recommend that you discuss your pension fund ambitions, aspirations with a qualified advisor at Blevins Franks. And if you have taken advice from another third party, please interrogate or investigate their credentials. And if you're in any doubt, Blevins Franks are there to give you a second opinion if you want one.
And I suppose, Bill, the website is a good place to start to find your local contact.
Yeah, the website contains all the details of the local offices. There'll be one close to our listeners now. And indeed, it also has some information about cure-ups in the website itself. But the most important thing is there's nothing better than the human contact, despite we live in the internet age. Make contact with your local office. Tell them that you'd like to talk about your pension. Sit down and talk with them to get an understanding of what it is that may be of advantage to you before you take a full step.
And of course, the website is www.blevinsfranks.com. Many thanks, Bill. We'll talk again at the same time here in Spain next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a very good week.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.